98 Q Country.
News. I'm Brian Clark. The early summer heat wave continues to impact tens of millions of people, says ABC's Allison Kosick.
The weekend begins with more than 100 million Americans under heat alerts in 15 states across the country. Amtrak suspending service for hours.
The train turned off and we were stuck on the tracks for, I think, maybe an hour or two. With no air conditioning.
In New York and New Jersey, the rate of ER visits for heat-related symptoms up 800%.
Heat-related visits to emergency rooms in New York and New Jersey have spiked. The U.S. ambassador to Mexico said that U.S. inspections of avocados and mangoes in the Mexican state of Michoacan will gradually resume. They were suspended after an assault by gangs on inspectors. And the Edmonton Oilers have won three straight games to force a seventh game of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. This is ABC News. The federal government's okayed more flavored e-cigarettes.
The FDA has authorized the marketing of four versions of the Enjoy brand menthol-flavored e-cigarettes. In announcing the authorization, the FDA said the benefits to adult smokers from completely switching to a less harmful product was sufficient to outweigh the risks to youth. The FDA says e-cigs are not considered safe, but they are believed to be safer than traditional tobacco products. So far, the FDA has authorized 27 tobacco and menthol-flavored e-cigarette products and devices. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Paris Olympics organizers are cooling rooms in the athletes' village with a system of cooling pipes. They're trying to avoid the environmental impact of air conditioning. But the U.S. became the latest Olympic team that announced plans to supply their own AC units for their athletes, saying that athletes feel that was a critical component to their performance because of the consistent conditions. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Devices called anaerobic digesters convert waste from large factory farms, known as CAFOs, into fuel. But some experts say it's not the boon to the environment that others say it is. Here's Mike Moe.
Anaerobic digesters create a mixture of gases to be used for electricity or processed into transportation fuel. In a report his group recently issued, Chris Hunt of the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project says federal incentives spurring these projects allow the presence of industrial ag to overshadow renewable energy benefits.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Hunt says that opens the door to other pollution risks linked with higher levels of animal waste. His organization found that the herd size on factory farms with digesters grew by nearly 4% year over year, 24 times the growth rate of typical dairies. Supporters of this technology argue common sense regulations could balance accountability and opportunities for the movement to thrive. Even if biogas production wiped out methane emissions completely, Hunt contends it's still a narrow view of the factory farm problem.
Biogas doesn't solve the factory farm issue. Greenhouse gas emissions aren't the only problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Report authors say water pollution from factory farms will still exist. They add these digesters don't address worker or animal rights abuses uncovered at concentrated animal feeding operations. Those calling attention to the issue stress they're not against dairy farms. They just want the public to embrace sustainable solutions. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. This story was produced with original reporting from Lena Beck for Modern Farmer.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Brewers lose in San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 9-5 at Petco Park. The Padres with 9 runs off of 15 hits. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
They hit the ball tremendous tonight. The Padres were tremendous. They've been, since that win in Philadelphia, they've been playing great, swinging the bat great.
Brewers reliever Hobie Milner charged with the loss. Hockey, the Stanley Cup Finals. The Oilers beat the Panthers again, this time 5-1. So now the series moves back to Florida for a final game set. Monday night, face-off 7 o'clock. NFL, the Packers training camp now a month away. I asked Romeo Doubs if this is a good time to finish memorizing the playbook.
Yeah, growth is everything, you know. Coach always says it's either you're getting better or getting worse, and I believe that every guy in our room has gotten better throughout the course of this offseason. And again, to make it short, I'm looking forward to it.
That's Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs near 67. For tonight, showers and storms and a low near 51. A few scattered showers and storms on your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and highs in the low 70s. 50 Sunday night, 80 in sunshine for Monday. Currently 59 degrees.
Broadcasting on the Sporting Journal Radio Network, wherever you get your podcasts, or watch on YouTube.
Well, we're here at the 2024 Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic,
presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
And our guest now is Jeremy Smith.
I fish, I hunt, and always will.
It's just to look out for your everyday hunter, angler, and trapper that's out there.
A Fish on Forever production. This is Sporting Journal Radio.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. What is the weirdest thing you've caught a walleye on. We're going to talk about a recent catch that Dan had. It's not really a weird catch, but it was something that was kind of unexpected. Is ordering tackle online a good idea? We'll talk about that. And why did I just activate my Garmin InReach? We'll talk about all that and more. We got Randon Olson this week on the show talking about walleye fishing in Otter Tail County, and Joe Henry will join us to talk about Lake of the Woods. That's Dan Amundson there. What's up, Dan?
Hey, we're under tornado watch, so if we just disappear, that's because why?
That's crazy. We're recording this on Wednesday, and if you looked at the radar on Wednesday when you got the tornado watch,
it Tuesday.
Tuesday. The watch is the entire state, and the radar's kind of gnarly looking. That's David Eckhart over there with Tiny.
What's up, hey, Tiny?
How's it going?
Good.
All right, we're going to get a food plot update from David, too, coming up on this show. But first, Dan, who are the sponsors this week?
Invergrove Toyota. If you're looking for a new truck, Invergrove Toyota is the official sponsor of Fish Hunt Forever.
So David, that's Invergrove.
Yeah, David. Inside joke. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital. Plan a trip for this open water season at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Onyx Hunt. See private landowners' recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Onyx Hunt app today. Tazen Lake Lodge Camp is open. Catch world record lake trout and giant pike in Saskatchewan's Tazen Lake. Learn more at TazenLake.com. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Catch it all at Devil's Lake. Prairie Sportsman, the new season is underway. It is not underway. I need to change that. It is over, but you can watch episodes anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Fish Devil's Lake this summer. Learn more at HaybaleHeights.com. And Guardian Eagle Resort. Come fish the Ontario waters of Guardian Eagle Resort. Fly directly from Minneapolis. Learn more at GuardianEagle.com.
That's, are you out of breath, Dan?
The show is over. That's been an hour. We're done.
That was a lot. We're pretty excited. Activated the Garmin InReach, and that means we're going back up to Saskatchewan. We're going to be up at Tazen Lake Lodge next week. They just opened. Yes, sir. They just opened up the season, and they're already sending us pictures of big fish.
Yeah, so, didn't take very long.
Dan, our goal this year is to get you your personal best pike.
I have been bitten by the northern pike snake. I haven't been bitten by the northern.
What?
Just think about this.
Words and stuff.
Well, I'm trying to play on words a little bit because I haven't caught many big northern pike. I don't know why. I've been in a lot of places that have big northern pike. So I've been bitten by the, you know, when you say you've like been snake bit.
Right.
But people call northern pike snakes. So I haven't been snake bit, but I've been snake bit.
That's a cool story.
You get what I'm trying to say here?
I got you. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
I don't know what you mean, but it had the cadence of a joke.
You did catch a pike on a spoon at Tazen a couple years ago, 2 years ago?
Yeah, not like a daredevil, like a tablespoon that I eat ice cream with.
That was pretty cool. So the chef at Tazen wanted to catch a pike on an actual spoon. So he went into the kitchen, grabbed a spoon out of the drawer, drilled holes in it, put a, you know, split ring on one side and a treble hook on the other, and caught a 40-inch pike off of that.
Unreal.
So we tried to do that with Dan, and he caught a shore luncher.
I caught like a 25-inch pike. Tasted delicious. We ate it off the spoon.
We did. It was good. So heading back up to Tazen for another season of Tazen TV. It'd be a quick turnaround for you, but if you want to join us, I think there are still a couple of spots left open in camp. June 29th through July 14th. They're 5-day trips, so you've got 3 weeks, three trips to pick from within there. And it's been a little cool to start up there weather-wise, so I'm glad that we're going not right at the opener this year. But in a couple of weeks when things should warm up a little bit. But they're catching big fish. The lake trout don't really care.
You always catch big fish at Tazen. Doesn't matter the time of year.
So we've been walleye. Well, I should clarify. Dan, we've been bass fishing lately.
You bet.
And catching walleyes.
Yeah, well, when you see one on the live scope, you don't just go, oh, look at those walleyes, let's move on. You catch them.
Go find some more bass.
Yeah, that's sound. Nobody's ever said that in their life. So unless you're a bass angler. But, you know, so yeah, you see one, it doesn't matter what you have tied on, swim bait, chatter bait, whatever you throw, unless it's top water, whatever you have on tied for bass, you can catch walleye.
Yeah, so we were trying to film this, some product stuff. We'll be talking more about it in a few weeks, but I've been filming some product stuff, and it's bass that they're trying to target primarily. So we're like, well, let's just go try to catch some bass. And as we're getting camera gear set up, Dan just like, oh, what's that on the live scope? Boom. Walleye. Big, it was a decent walleye.
It was a nice over. Yeah, and you can, like, I felt pretty confident it was a walleye, and I had a chatterbait tied on, and that's not, like, you've heard of people catching walleyes on chatterbaits. It's a jig with a blade on it. Yeah. And I had a Kitech trailer on there, so a whole bunch of things, and so I threw her out there into, like, 25 feet of water, watched it fall right on top of the fish. The fish went, hey, look at that, chased at the bottom, and I picked up slack, and I had a nice walleye on. But it really does make sense. I mean, I think they're cool because they show up on forward-facing sonar really well. It's, you can, you know, you have a swim bait on there, so basically you have a swim bait and a blade and a big loud jig. It's going to get the attention of any fish in the area. It's easy to see, and you can cast it a mile. You could fish it shallow, you can fish it deep. Kind of a really fun bait, unique bait, and probably very underutilized for walleyes. And it seems like if you catch a walleye on one, it's a big one. I don't know, I threw that into a bunch of schools of small walleyes, and they didn't really seem interested.
Well, then we needed one more smallmouth, and we had weather coming. We could see rain off in the distance. We were getting chased off the lake, so we needed one more smallmouth for some of this footage, and we could not catch one. And I think you lost one. Then you had one on halfway to the boat, came off. I had one on halfway to the boat, got up, jumped, spit the hook.
Got to keep your rod down.
Yeah, right. So I think after a while, we gave up, and we're like, you know what? We got a little bit extra time. We see another school of walleyes on the live scope. I grabbed my walleye rod. Actually, Dan's walleye rod. And caught a smallmouth. That was kind of funny how it works out.
It's
like
always
that.
When you always catch the opposite fish of what you're trying to catch. You're fishing for smallies, you catch walleyes. You switch over to walleyes, you start catching smallies.
Well, son of a gun, I'm going to become a big smallmouth.
I remember, Dan, one time, I'm pretty sure it was me and you and probably my dad or your dad fishing. We were bass fishing, throwing spinner baits, and you caught like a 10 and a half or 11 inch bluegill or something.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Tank.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That was over in the old Wisconsin area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun.
Good time. So if you've caught a nice fish on a bait that was targeting a different kind of fish, comment below. Tell us about it. If you're watching this on YouTube, thank you very much. Make sure you like and subscribe and share this with your friends. Got a lot to talk about this week. First, I want to tell you about Invergrove Toyota, however, where right now you can get $500 additional trade-in allowance and $250 off the lowest advertised price for the summer. So like our Toyota Tundra, if you want to look at Toyota Tundras that they've got there, they've got Toyota Tacomas, they've got a Camrys, Highlanders, all sorts of nice Toyota new and used vehicles there. And we can help you save some money. So if you want to get that $500 additional trade-in allowance and $250 off, you have to use a Fish Hunt Forever deal. Go to our website. Actually, probably look in the description here, or maybe Daniel, maybe, I don't know if they put a card up here or down here. Anyway, we'll have a link directly that page to take advantage of the Fish Hunt Forever deal at Invergrove Toyota. And right now, Dan, if you're ready, we'll talk about videos to watch.
Video of the week.
I know, I feel like we've talked about this one before, but they're pumping out some pretty good content, Dan, that Tour Level Gold.
Yeah, really cool videos if you're into the walleye world. Going behind the scenes, you know, so we talked about Brandon Polinek's videos, kind of giving you a behind-the-scenes look at Bass Elites, Bassmaster Classic, and now we get to do that with the walleye world. You know, Sam Moore and his crew are doing a really, really nice job capturing the whole element of tournament walleye angling, the pre-fish, the preparation, guys traveling together, this and that. So really neat stuff, getting a behind-the-scenes look on how guys are catching them, what their thought process is. Obviously, you don't get all the nitty-gritty because there's tournament secrets. You don't want to spill all those onto the internet for everyone to see, but you get to see a lot of the decision-making, a lot of the discussions, the flat tires, the behind-the-scenes look of tournament angling. It's been a lot of fun, and this week they were the videos from practice down in Red Wing. So always kind of fun when it feels like a little bit of a home water for some of us,
right,
to see how things went down there. And we know the results of that tournament, but it'll be fun to see some of the in-boat stuff or an out-boat stuff and behind-the-scenes discussions from that derby.
Yeah, it's well done, and, you know, it's a pretty quick turnaround to turn around a video like that after a tournament. I mean, that tournament wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
But, I mean, there's a lot of camera footage. You're filming a lot of different guys. You're putting it together, and it's just a video from practice. So I'd assume there'll be at least one more video coming out from that tournament.
I'm sure.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
But check that out if you're on the old YouTubes. Look for two. If you're watching this, you're probably already watching Tour Level Gold and probably know about what we're talking about.
I have seen that in some of our YouTube analytics and things that your viewers are watching, other channels your viewers are watching. And Tour Level Gold. Kudos, big kudos to Sam Moore and his crew for continuing to do good work. Yep. Old Bemidji State graduate there. So,
Were you there when he was there?
Nope, he was before me.
Oh, okay. You learn anything from him? Did he take the same class as you did then?
Probably. I see where this is going.
Time to up your game a little, Dan. No, you're doing a good job. We do what we can here, too. We've got some new videos coming out to the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe to that. And, of course, we're going to be focused on filming our gold level status fishing YouTube channel.
Or platinum.
Tazen TV, check it out at the Tazen Lake Lodge YouTube channel. And a whole new season getting filmed here coming up next week, I suppose we're going up. Pretty excited about it. And then, of course, we're coming back. I just want to mention this real quick. If you are, Sam or somebody else in the outdoor industry, looking to do some more networking with other like-minded professionals in the outdoor industry, check out AGLOW, the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Writers. We'll be at Kentucky Lake this year, Dan.
Yeah. And speaking of that, actually, I'm pretty sure last year saw scholarship winner Zach Tupper is interning with Moore Media. So.
Oh, sure.
Then maybe he'll rope them in and have them all join AGLOW. Be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So check it out at aglowoutdoors.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about should you order tackle online and what issues we've had, what issues may have you had ordering tackle online, all that coming up, plus Joe Henry and Randon Olson on the way. If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing, Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're back, Sporting Journal Radio. Thanks for tuning in on the radio network. I know a couple of our affiliates have changed some times, so if you're looking for our show, maybe you have to try a different time on different radio stations or thank you for finding us on the new time. Or if you're a new listener, like, oh, this is normally when I listen to this radio station and this different show is on. Thank you for joining us. Please stick around. We talk about the outdoors here in Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and beyond. I'm Brett Amundson, Dan Amundson, and David Eckhart are with us right now. And David, I want to talk to you about food plots here in just a second. But before we do that, I ordered some stuff the other day. Savage makes these burbot tubes. Did you look at these things?
No, I haven't looked at them yet.
For Tazen, I think for lake trout, these things are going to be unreal. I ordered some of these they're musky baits. We're going to use them for lake trout. I got a notification that says UPS delivered. Like the shipment has been delivered. So I was like, okay, I got nothing today. I waited a day, still had nothing. And then in the email, it said, if your items didn't arrive, click here. So I did that and I emailed the store. I'm like, yeah, I never got anything. He's like, well, they're scheduled to come in 3 days from the post office. I'm like, well, wait a minute. UPS just told me they delivered them. And have you guys ever seen this? UPS will deliver things to a post office. And then the post office, you know, the mail server, USPS, will deliver it from there.
No, I've never seen that
before.
That's weird.
No.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for elaborating. So that was kind of, and he's like, well, there's two tracking numbers in the email you have to click. And the one was UPS tracking number. So just like you track any other UPS. But the other one was just like a mail ID number. It didn't say tracking number. You couldn't click on it. You had to copy and paste it into the post office tracking number. But in any case, everything arrived. It got here. But you guys ever have any weird shipping stuff?
The only one I can think of is I ordered something, headgear for a welding helmet, and it said it was delivered. Never saw it, never found it. And then when the spring thaw came and the snow melted, my dog had stolen the package and chewed it up, and I found it out in the yard after the snow melted. Oh, I guess it did show up.
Did you, order a new one or anything?
I must have, yeah. Because I needed it, but yeah.
Yeah, I think sunglasses work welding. I don't think you need the whole helmet.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, whatever. Not a big deal. I did order, and this was from one of the big, it wasn't Shields. I'm not going to name which place it was, but it was one of the big name outdoor stores out there. And I ordered some chicken wraps and some other stuff. And I opened up the box, and there were some packages of lures and stuff in there, and then some packing material, and then just a loose jigging wrap hooked into the packing material. Like, oh, okay. And I moved around a little bit more, and then there's another loose jigging wrap and a couple of empty boxes in there.
They were kicking that one around the warehouse.
Yeah, like, how does... I mean, half the time trying to open up those jigging wrap boxes, it takes you like a day and a half and six knives to get the thing out of there.
Covered in tape.
But, yeah, so anyway, that was kind of interesting. But
can't find good help anywhere these days.
No.
Including Sporting Journal Radio.
Hey, real quick, I forgot to mention why I activated my Garmin inReach. It was because we're going to TASM. I already talked about it.
I think you did say that.
Yeah, but I didn't say, I didn't bring out, because Pepillo might be like, why did he activate it? He never said why he activated, but it was for TASM. Anyway, TASMLake.com has all the info if you want to book.
Did he not say that, David?
I think he did.
Yeah, I think you're.
But what do you use it for when you're there?
Well, we don't have cell service on the lake. So I have unlimited text messages as part of my inReach plan. So a couple of the other guys on the lake have inReaches. So if we want to communicate about how the fish are biting, or if there's a storm coming, or if, hey, we're going to go have shore lunch at this shore lunch spot today. We're changing it. We were going to go here. Now we're going to go here. Let me know. So, and then if there's some sort of emergencies, you know, I can reach people with it.
Gotcha.
So, which ultimately is what you want when you're out in the middle of nowhere. But thankfully at TASM, it's, you're not really in danger of being anywhere. But anytime you're out on a big body of water like that, and you're in a pretty remote area, it's good to have some sort of communication. You know, we got satellite phones up there. Guides have inReaches. So everybody has a way of staying in communication, because you can't even really use radios there because of the high rocky hills. The radios don't. We've tried radios for years, and it's pretty tough. But these little Bad Larrys are pretty nice. And they got, this is just the inReach Mini, but they got updated versions of this that you can connect them to your phone, and then basically use text on your phone, and then it goes through the inReach.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, it's sweet. Yeah, the technology is pretty amazing. And I, you know, David, I thought as a farmer, you're using a lot of GPSs to plant your crops, corn and beans and stuff like that. And I thought maybe, you know, the food plots, maybe he's getting kind of technical with his food plots. But then I see you duct taping a light to your tractor
and bungee cord,
whatever it was, and then ripping around at 100 miles an hour to on the wheeler.
Dragging in fertilizer.
Oh, that's what you were doing. Okay. Yeah. So what's the first, is it like you get a bag of fertilizer to spread, or what do you?
Just get a blend from the elevator, bring in some 5-gallon pails and make a little custom blend and mix it with a shovel and spread it in my food plots.
Like Scott's Turf Grow or what?
No.
No.
50% urea. No. And then
urine?
25% each of the P and K.
So. I think lime. Isn't lime?
Oh, geez.
Lime?
Nope, I don't put lime down.
Call Nate and Kelby.
Another inside joke.
That's a interview waiting to happen.
We should have been filming that.
You weren't even there. I did get filmed. Part of it is filmed, but it's definitely not terrible.
Not radio friendly.
No,
it's not.
Not at all. But that's the hardest I've ever heard David Eckhart laugh.
So we've seen a pile of rain this year, and then, you know, it seems like it's been drought or too wet or things like that. We saw that picture from, I think it was from around Hutchinson this week with that, it was a planter out in the middle of the field, and next thing you know, it's just like half underwater. Like, I don't know if he got stuck out there or what, but see if Dan can dig it up. I think it was like a, anyway.
Maybe I can't find it. I'm in the place I thought I'd find it, and I'm not finding it. Son of a gun.
Yeah, with all the rain, I was worried about getting food plots in on time, but we had a little break and got them all planted before this next batch of rain. Yeah, they're growing good now.
Looks like it got deleted from the internet.
It got deleted. Yeah, I'm looking it up here, too.
Yeah, dang it. Sorry, people.
How are the crops doing? How are the food plots doing, David?
They're doing good. No, we've had plenty of rain, so yeah, now I just got to keep on the weed control. And
yeah, how often do you spray?
Depends, yeah. The corn, I sprayed it once before planting, and digging it up, you know, kind of takes care of any new weeds that were coming. And now once it's, you know, once the weeds get 6 inches tall, I'll hit them again before the corn gets too tall.
So that digging, And spreading fertilizer that you were doing on the wheeler, that was after you planted then?
Before.
Oh, it was.
My digger leaves it kind of lumpy, so.
Gotcha.
The drag knocks
so you
it down,
just so planted like, then?
Yeah, a week ago.
Okay.
Yeah, corn and beans and sorghum and Egyptian wheat for screens. And
I hear the sorghum, for whatever reason I've heard, has been doing well. And I'm sure it varies on the land, but
the sorghum and the beans were up in 4 days, 5 days. Hmm. So, yeah, now if the deer don't mow it off before it gets a chance to get some food for them for the winter, we'll be in good shape.
That's what it seems
follow
like.
Follow the science.
With the beans especially, I feel like they just chow on those things as they're coming up.
I'm lucky if half my beans make it to fall.
Button bar. I think there's something there.
I don't think so. I think you need a... Let's change the subject.
All right, well, we got...
It had the cadence of a joke.
It was pretty. Two of those in one day means
can you
we're
believe it?
Probably not having a very good show.
Top of our game this week. Hey, we got, I don't want to mention it yet, but we got a pretty cool guest coming up next week on this show. And I'm just not going to mention in case something happens or internet connection's bad or whatever.
We might die in a tornado tonight.
Yeah, you never know. But make sure you listen to this week. But tune in next week. We got a pretty cool guest that I think you're really going to enjoy coming up next week here on Sporting Journal. Journal Radio. If you liked our jokes or didn't like our jokes, comment below. Not sure I should have.
No, now we're going to get ripped. Yeah. There's going to be like some 65-year-old man with nothing better to do. And
you guys even learn how to joke?
Yeah. That's kind of another inside joke. The things people comment, like, if I hate to sound like...
Are you getting bullied, Brett?
Old parents, but it's like, if you don't have anything nice to say, like, I don't understand how the anonymity of the internet just allowed everybody to be bullies, you know, or whatever. Like, how...
Do you need a therapist?
What's that?
Do you need a therapist?
I might.
Do you need to talk to somebody?
I just don't understand how somebody feels like they can just sit down and see somebody post something and just be like, you're an idiot. Like, would you go up to somebody at a restaurant if they ordered their steak well done and be like, you're an idiot?
Yes.
I mean, I've done that before. Yeah. Anyway, we got to get back on track. We got some walleye fishing talk, some fishing reports, some tips, some more. Joe Henry's on the way and Randon Olson when we come back. Hunting season will be here before you know it. And it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt. Hey, we got a place for you to go fish in Ontario as well. You want to catch walleyes, you want to catch pike. In Ontario, Guardian Eagle Resort is a place. Bring the family, fish for walleyes, pike on 75,000 acres of private water. And you can fly direct from Minneapolis. So if you're watching this in the Twin Cities, you can go right on a charter plane in Anoka, jump on the plane, and fly direct to their island where their lodge is at. They have their own runway right there. It's a 3,000-foot concrete runway right at the lodge. So it's a fly-in place and you can fly in directly from the Twin Cities. Learn more at guardianeagle.com.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 22nd for St. Croix Rods Customer Appreciation Day. Join me, Big G, from 98Q Country, broadcasting live from 11 to 1. Register to win over $700 in prizes, including brewer tickets and a Chula Vista, Wisconsin Dells stay. St. Croix will be serving up Johnsonville Brats and premium dogs. Visit Discovery Tent, attend pro staff seminars, meet rod designers, and explore deals at the factory store on retired rods and combos. Plus, enjoy a casting pond and more. It all casts off at 7 a.m. Saturday, June 22nd at St. Croix Rod, home of the best rods on earth in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Double D
Brothers Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin, serves up a great pizza. Double D's offers over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, and now a full salad bar available for the summer. Sit at the bar or dine in their expanded dining area or carry out a pizza today. Call 715-769-3509 and order one today from Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D's.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely, highs near 67. For tonight, showers and storms and a low near 51. A few scattered showers and storms on your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and highs in the low 70s. 50 Sunday night, 80 in sunshine for Monday.
Currently 59 degrees.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, it's time to talk to Randon Olson from Lockjaw Guide Service now here on Sporting Journal Radio. Randon, welcome back to the show. It's been a little while.
It has been a little while. Thank you guys for having me back.
What the heck? You hate us now or what? I see how it is. Jeez. No, I'm just kidding. Of course, I know you've been busy guiding, and it's been an interesting season so far, hasn't it? Weather-wise, anyway.
It's been a very interesting season, and a lot of guys that know me know I keep journals of when I go fishing a lot. You can't use them this year. You pretty much throw them away and start from scratch. So it's been a really weird year.
Well, I know we're recording this on Tuesday, and I mean, you're just north of us, not too far up in Ottertail County, and we haven't gotten rained on. I mean, the storm kind of built and went around us. Like, the storms seem to go around us a lot here. It's kind of nice, but it sounds like you got dumped on today.
We did. I pushed my trip back this morning till 9 o'clock, and we had an inch and a half at 9 o'clock when I left for the trip. And
oh my gosh!
It felt like we got another two on the lake, but. It was wet out there.
So let me ask you this, because we talked about this, I think, a little bit last week on the show or the week before about, you know, what to do in case when you encounter stormy weather on the lake or what gear you have in the boat. As a guide, you know, you don't have to just worry about the safety of yourself during in case there's a storm. You have to worry about your guests as well, too. So what are some of the things you do to prepare for stormy weather?
You know, I've always got a couple extra rain suits in the boat. They don't always fit people, but it keeps them dry anyway. And I do always tell people I don't ever want somebody to be miserable on the lake. You know, like in a case like today when it's pouring, the fish were biting really good, so nobody really cared. But, you know, some days it's tough, and some days people start getting kind of, I just don't want to be out here anymore. That's fine. That fishing should never be miserable. So accommodate that. But, you know, things I watch for on the lake when you're fishing in a storm, something I learned from my grandpa is you watch the birds. Generally, birds, if something bad's coming, birds will kind of tuck into the trees. You don't hear them anymore. You don't see them. And I've kind of always watched that. You know, I always still watch my phone and all that stuff. But it seems like the birds have never let me down. They're still here.
Yeah. That's interesting that you say that, because you don't always notice it, but as soon as a storm clears, all of a sudden you start to hear all the birds again. Like it's definitely a thing that they do take cover, which I don't blame them. I'm not gonna lie, but and that's brilliant about having extra rain gear for your guests. And that's one thing. All it takes is getting caught in the rain without your gear once, and now that's my number one. Like when I go fishing, almost always bring the rain gear. Because it's inevitable. Even when the forecast is clear, it seems like once in a while, like, oh, there's a rain cloud just above us right now for some reason. And if it's windy at all, you get wet from the waves. So it's kind of nice to have that, have something to keep you dry when you're out there anyway. But fishing and catching fish always makes it easier to put up with miserable weather. So
yes, it does. 100% of the time.
And fishing's been good?
Fishing's been up and down. Most days are good. Got a few bad days mixed in there. And the bad days are pretty bad. It's kind of a feast or famine. A lot of the lakes I've been fishing around here, we've been pretty fairly easily getting our limits each day. And we're catching some big fish right now, which is a lot of fun. I always love big fish. Anytime anybody calls and says, I want to go catch a big fish, I get all giddy inside, ready to rock and roll. So, but fishing's been, and you can see in the pictures, we've been getting a lot of mixed bag stuff. A lot of bluegills are starting to really spawn out deep. A lot of these bluegills are 25, 30 foot. You pull them up and they're just chock full of eggs. So we're letting a lot of those go and stuff like that, but you're getting a lot of mixed bags right now. So this is a great time of year just get out and catch some fish.
Now, is that something where you're saying, hey, what do you guys want to catch today? We'll go target those. Or do you have some guests that say, I just want to catch fish. What's my best chance to catch a bunch of fish today?
Oh, easily right now, outside weed line to deeper water. That kind of, depending on what lake you are, but that outside weed line may be 12 foot to about 25, 30 foot. And bottom bouncer to crawler, you'll catch whatever you want to catch. Everything's kind of right there right now. If you get a lot of wind, I pull up shallow, but everything's so focused on those weeds right now that it's pretty easy going, at least to find them. Getting them to bite can be a different story sometimes.
And at what point in the summer do you start, because you like to, troll crankbaits while you're on plane, I think it is. You like to go fast. At what point do you start changing up tactics a little bit and maybe speeding things up?
Right when that water gets about 70, and we're close. I'm seeing 67, 68s now. When that water hits 70, that metabolism spikes up a little bit, and those fish got to eat. So that's when I really start pulling baits fast. My slow speed's everybody else's fast speeds, but kind of what it is. So that really hot, 5 mile an hour crankbait bite, that'll get going here probably August-ish. We got to get some warm weather for that to happen, but should be able to get them pulling at about 3 here anytime now.
Yeah, I don't really want to complain about not having, because it seems like the last few years, as soon as it's summer, it's 90 every day for a while. Yeah. And we haven't quite had that this year, and I don't want to complain about it because I don't like it when it gets to be 90 degrees, but it's been really wet and stormy, and we got flood warnings. I know, like, portions of the Minnesota River are going to be pretty sketchy now with high water and things like that. So do you guys have a lot of water up there then? Are the lakes high?
We're back to normal now, which is really nice because we fluctuated so much. At least I think we're back at normal. Finally, I mean, my garden soaks in the water as fast as it comes down, so we're still soaking it up like crazy. But lakes are doing well. I haven't hit my prop at all this year, which is amazing. So, yeah, I think we're back to normal. I think we're about done with the rain, though. I think we can hold off for a while now.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't sound like Mother Nature has the same plans.
Coming down right now at the SJR studios.
Is it raining here
it
now?
It sure is.
Yeah. Yep. Shocker.
Yeah.
Well, I want to congratulate you on your tournament win recently. We haven't talked to you since you won the Minnesota Fishing Challenge, Randon.
Yeah, it wasn't planned to go into the bass division, but that's just kind of the way it worked out. So sometimes that's the way fishing is, but that was a lot of fun. And if you've never fished that tournament before, it's an amazing tournament. It's a whole charity tournament for Minnesota Adult Teen Challenge. 100% of the proceeds go to them so they can stay in the programs and do all that good stuff. But it's such a fun tournament. You go out fishing, and if you catch 3 nice bass, you enter the bass division. Only catch a couple nice northerns, go to the northern division. So it's a really cool format.
So how does that work then? Is there a winner for each division then, or is there an overall winner, or how does it work?
Yeah, there's 5 divisions. We've got a walleye division, bass, pike, panfish, and that mixed bag. And you get a winner for each division.
So you guys won the bass division then. And did I see a rock bass in that picture?
Rock bass are legendary at the Teen Challenge. They're your kicker fish. So you get to throw that into any bag you want.
Is that what we were just talking about?
I was telling him about Mike and Adam's bag.
I tell you what, I've never been so excited to catch rock bass. We went pre-fishing for that the day before the tournament, and we went to go look for rock bass. And that was probably the funnest 3 hours of my whole summer so far.
Well, he said that's what they targeted all day was the rock bass.
And then they didn't bring him in.
They didn't bring him in because he thought he misread the panfish rules.
Whoops. And they'd caught nice fish.
Yeah, he said they had a whole bag of nice rock bass. Jeez. Which is weird to say.
Iowa fish fry.
Yeah, that's right. That was this year?
Yeah.
So Rand, did you tell him rock bass weren't legal? Is that how you ended up winning the tournament here?
Skullduggery at the team challenge.
That was hilarious. Well, that is such a great tournament. You kind of nailed it. Like, what a great cause and just a great event. It's been going for a long, long time. And you fished it for a long time too, haven't you?
Yeah, this was my third year now.
Oh, only third year. Oh, okay.
Third year, yep. The Brewer Agri guys fished it a couple years longer than I did out of Fargo, but this was my third year. And so far, we won the walleye division last year, and we won the bass this year. First year, I think we ended up like fifth. So we got a good track record going.
Got her dialed in. I thought so. Before we had you on, Dan and I were talking about that, and Dan's like, didn't he win it this year? I'm like, I think he won it last year. So you won it both years, just different divisions. That's awesome.
We decided we're coming for you next year.
That's right.
David and I are in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock bass aficionados over here.
Bring it on. Bring it on.
That's cool. You got any other tournament plans at all in the future?
I'm headed to the Graja next week. Super What's that? Excited about that one. The Graja is up on Lake Pokegama. Big, giant tournament. I mean, John Hoyer won it last year. A bunch of those guys come down just to fish that one. Big payout. I think it's like 18 grand to win it.
Oh.
So that's going to be a really fun time.
That is a big one then, I guess. Hoyer must have just got lucky. He's not really a good angler. I don't know. He's pretty mediocre. Yeah. Well, that's cool, man.
If he could win it, maybe I have a chance.
Well, good luck with everything. You got openings if people want to jump in a boat and hire you as a guide this summer?
We do, yeah. We got some openings in July and August. And the easiest way is just to give me a call at 218-640-0158. Otherwise, you can find us at Facebook or lockjawguideservice.com.
All right, Randon Olson, thanks for the time. Good luck the rest of the summer, and good luck in that tournament.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, if you're looking for a world-class walleye fishing destination this summer, check out Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where the walleye bite remains strong even through the dog days of summer. Visit devilslakend.com to learn more and to get your trip planned. Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
Hi, this is Layton from Kurtz Island Sports Shop with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Heading into the first day of summer, and it continues to be a wet, windy season so far. Lots of fronts moving through, keeping anglers off the water or making it tough to stay with the winds we keep getting. Those able to wet some lines, doing well with good reports from game fish anglers. Musky, good and very good. Keep in mind the bite window for these long fish is sometimes short. Some very nice fish over the past week, topping 50 inches, have been boated. Bucktails over deep weed lines along big drops. Double-bladed to push water and rubber baits were key. Muggy, warm evenings have been hot for topwater actions. Smaller bucktails such as 500 and 700 Booker tails and wizards are doing best in the mornings over shallower weeds producing mid 30 inch to low 40 inch fish. Largemouth bass have been good and very good. No reports of bedding to our knowledge, yet good reports of nice largemouth bass and 6 to 10 foot weeds on wacky worms, jigs, pre-rigged worms, and topwater baits in the evenings. Casting big weed flats with chatterbaits and spinnerbaits is also effective. Walleye are good. Signs of mayfly hatches moving up the water columns over the weekend, and now actual reports of hatches are reaching the surface has slowed these waters. Yet on, water's not ready. Nice fish are being caught using red tails or full crawlers along kuntal edges of 14 to 16 feet on larger lakes. Lots of reports of protected slot fish and those larger are being caught and released. More weather expected through this weekend, coming in small waves. The following week looks to get very summer-like, with highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s should get the summer patterns locked in. Mosquitoes have been heavy, especially on the calm, humid spells. Out away from shore, no skeeters, just some flies. This is Layton with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a three-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The only downside to Taco Bell's Cravings value menu is having to decide. It's got 10 different favorites for $3 or less. How do I choose between the super beefy cheesy double beef burrito, the crunchy loaded beef nachos, the pillowy three cheese chicken flatbread, or the... I don't have time to list them all. I'll have to go to Taco Bell and try them. The Taco Bell Cravings value menu. 10 items, $3 or less. Participating U.S. stores while supplies last. Contact store for participation, which varies. Tax extra. Double seasoned beef compared to the burrito supreme.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey there, it's Big G, and let me tell you about Sunset Lake House in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wednesdays mean fall off the bone, barbecued ribs, Thursday chef's choice, and Fridays dive into their fantastic fish fry with 1 to 3 pieces of haddock, deep fried or poor man style. Don't forget about a trip to the salad bar and a delicious potato choice. And for all you trail riders out there, they've got gasoline on site. Fill up your tanks and fill up your bellies. Saturday's prime rib, Sunday's flip-flop char-grilled chicken, and the Friday seafood, yellow lake perch, shrimp scallops. They've got it all. Open Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 9, Saturday's noon to 9, and Sunday's noon till 7. Sunset Lake House on East Soberg Lake Road, one of my top spots to eat, overlooking Soberg Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin. And don't forget about the highly recommended Big G Creamy Ice Cream-Free Grasshopper for a perfect ending.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, the Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rock Fest, Summer Fest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs near 67. For tonight, showers and storms and a low near 51. A few scattered showers and storms on your Sunday, otherwise partly sunny and highs in the low 70s. 50 Sunday night, 80 and sunshine for Monday.
currently 59 degrees.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
This is Morning Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
All right, Joe Henry joins us from Lake of the Woods Tourism now to talk walleyes, fishing, Lake of the Woods, and more. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Brett, I'm doing excellent. Thanks, buddy.
How are things going up at Lake of the Woods? What are conditions like up there right now?
Yeah, things are really good. You know, it's interesting because, you know, based on where things are seasonally every year, I mean, there's fish patterns, Brett, on Lake of the Woods, right? And we kind of know what those fish patterns are. But every year, things are just a little different based on, did we have a cold spring or a warm spring? Did we get a lot of rain? Is water high? Is water low? When are the hatches happening? There's so many different nuances. And that's one of the things that with Mother Nature that makes, I guess, fishing and just the whole discussion about what are the walleyes doing and where people catch them so very interesting. You know, give an example. I mean, fish have been being caught anywhere from 20 to 26 feet of water. Some people are getting them jigging, anchored up and jigging over the side of the boat still. That'll start to come to a halt for the most part. At least it will in the big basin, up in the angle and the structure where they more fish spot on a spot, for instance. That'll keep rolling all summer long. The second technique is, you know, pulling spinners. And, you know, that's going to be picking up steam here as we get into the summer months even more. But already charter boats and private boats are pulling spinners with real good success. You know, the other thing that's interesting is there was a bite this week that popped up in about 5 to 10 feet of water along shore, along the south end, and a couple spots up in the angle as well. And you know, when that's happening, a lot of times what that is you know, might be shiners are spawning in the sand or whatever. But I mean, it's like, holy smokes, we went up as shallow as 5 feet of water and we're just drifting in 5 feet and we're whacking walleyes, you know. And it's because they're after food. And I'm just like, we talk about just about every week, you know, not every walleye in the system is focused on the same kind of forage, hence they're in different spots and they're in different depths.
Those spinners, I know you usually like to start out with like a 3 ounce bottom bouncer with there, and you can, I've heard you talk about using 4 ouncers. I've used 2 ouncers occasionally, but it's pretty interesting of all the years of going up to Lake of the Woods there and using spinners like that. I've done it a lot of different ways with a lot of different speeds, a lot of different colors, artificial, actual night crawlers, you know, things like that. Like, and don't be afraid to change up how you're running that spinner a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. And actually, truth be known, I focus on a 2 ounce bouncer. So a 2 ounce bouncer is my absolute go-to. That's what I use 90% of the time. And then, you know, and the reason I use a 2 ounce bouncer is because, you know, a 2 ounce bouncer you can use effectively in 5 feet of water. But then if you're working structure, working an edge, and you want to go and start, you know, pulling it off an edge and get down to that 30 feet of water, for instance, that 2 ounce bouncer is still very effective. So it's a very effective weight. You know, if I know I'm going to be fishing in that 25 foot or deeper most of the time, well, then I'll shift to like a 3 ounce weight. And I'll tell you why. Is because that 3 ounce weight, it just makes it that much easier to maintain a 45 degree angle. You know, Brett, when I'm pulling spinners, that 45 degree angle is absolutely key. The angle of the dangle will help determine how many fish you catch, and that 45 degrees is important. If I let line out to get to the bottom because I'm getting deeper and my line gets kind of far behind the boat, I'll reel it in and reset it so I'm at a 45 degree angle. You know, this, you don't want it like you're pulling a crankbait where it's way behind you. You want that 45, you get better feel, you get different action on your lure. You can take that bouncer and touch the bottom, but don't drag the bottom. Touch it and just keep it off the bottom a little bit, and you're going to get less snags, you'll get more bites. So that's kind of how I roll with the bouncers and the weights. A lot of the charter boats, some use bouncers, you know, with the piece of wire coming out. Some will just use inline weights if they're fishing mud all the time because there's not snags. But whichever way you do it, you just need the proper weight to kind of get down there. And the fish don't care what size weight you have. It's really about you as an angler making sure that you have control and you know where your bait's being presented in the water call.
I still think we should have a drinking game on this show so that every time Joe says angle the dangle, somebody has to take a drink. But maybe
we need it on a t-shirt. Please.
Yeah. For people listening to the show at 6 a.m., maybe that's not quite appropriate. So maybe it's a bingo card.
Drink a coffee.
Drink a coffee. Yeah, that's right. T-shirt for sure.
Like you have pop in that cup. I'll tell you what, I'll take my best right now.
I'm going to try to not dump this all over my computer. There's not enough in there.
Is it actually coffee?
You bet. You can kind of see it there.
I'm drinking.
This is getting very dangerous around
Dr. Pepper.
Thousands of dollars of equipment.
You don't have to show the listeners and the viewers your props because I know what you're doing.
That's the beauty of radio. It's all about